So, you guys, what is the 411?
This is the 411.
And welcome back to the 411. We are here. It is 7:36 a.m. and we've had a little bit of a break, you know, maybe, I don't know, 2 weeks or so. So there's a lot to go over. I'm once again Miles Sprong, here joined by Lorelei Smith as usual. But Landon Nelson just touched down in Indy, and he is not going to be on this episode coming back from Miami. So I've got DJ Trey here with me. How you doing today, Trey?
I want to go back to sleep.
That's so fair. This is your debut episode of the 411. How do you feel?
Eh.
Yeah.
We were talking about this. We needed Trey to come on.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we did say that in an episode. I don't remember when, but we made a joke about we need a Trey Hannah feature episode, and it is happening. We are here. Anyways, let's just jump right into it. What do you guys say? Let's just jump right into it.
Sure.
So, again, I try to do an MLB update each week. So, the postseason is upon us. We're nearing the end because of the two-week break. I was really excited about covering the postseason, and then fall break happens, so I haven't been able to do that. But a really quick rundown. My team, the Brewers, got swept. Okay.
Meanwhile,
sorry. My allergies are terrible.
My favorite team, the Brewers, got swept in a 3-game series by the Diamondbacks. That was pretty disappointing.
What happened?
We sucked for 2 games. That's what happened.
Is it okay?
Yeah, I'm fine now. It's been a couple weeks. I'm still not completely over it, but it's fine. And then Rangers beat the Rays, or swept the Rays in a 2-game series. The Phillies swept the Marlins in a 2-game series, or in a 3-game series. And then the Twins swept the Blue Jays in a 3-game series. So every wild card round was a sweep. So that was pretty cool. And then we got to the NLDS, where the Dodgers faced the Diamondbacks. And surprisingly, the Dodgers were the favorites to win that series by a lot. And the Diamondbacks came out on top, sweeping them, actually, in a 5-game series.
There was a lot of sweeping.
Yeah, a lot. And then the other thing for that was the Phillies-Braves. And that only went 4 out of 5 games. Yeah, that only went 4 out of 5 games. The Phillies took it from the Braves for the second year in a row in 4. And then the Astros beat the Twins in 4 games, I believe. Maybe 5. I think it was 5, actually. And then the Rangers beat swept the Orioles in a 5-game series. They won 5, or they won 3. And then we just got done with the ALCS last night. Houston Astros versus Rangers. It went all the way to a game 7 where the Rangers manager Bruce Bochy has never lost a game 7, and Dusty Baker, the Astros manager, the legendary Dusty Baker, has never won a game 7. And yeah, that trend didn't continue. The Rangers came out on top. They are the American League champions. And then game 7 of the NLCS that was forced by the Diamondbacks after being down 2-0. They've come back, tied the series, game 7. And that is tonight to decide the National League champion. And there was a little bit of a fight, so the Astros' best reliever is suspended for 2 games beginning in the 2024 season. And the Astros manager, Dusty Baker, who I just said legendary, he's one of the best managers of all time, is stepping down and retiring. So we'll see where the Astros go from there with their dynasty. I mean, they've got 7 ALCS appearances in a row. Anyways, so that's about it there. That was a lot. But again, it's 2 weeks of playoff baseball. It's not really going to be as brief as I want it to be. Anyways.
What else do we have?
So, Drake. Drake.
Yeah, yeah.
He's pretty big artist. He, a couple weeks ago, released his album For All the Dogs, which was a really anticipated album. And I've heard mixed reviews on it. Some people say it's really good. Some people say it's his worst and it's not very good. I haven't listened to it because I don't like Drake.
I don't know.
I can't stand Drake. I don't know why, but I just can't. So I
Have you listened to Drake, Trey?
Which one? The new one? No.
Yeah, I refuse to listen to...
After some of his remarks, no.
I haven't heard some of his remarks, but okay. We're not going to delve into that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that led to his son being featured, Adonis.
His son drew it, right?
Adonis.
Yeah, he's like nine, the album
cover?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the one who drew the album cover. And yeah, he's like 9 years old, and he was featured on a part, and then actually released his first song, which
did it
had,
sound good?
It like I it don't know. Actually, I listened to it, and it actually sounded good.
Oh, I didn't listen to it, but I know it got like 500,000 Spotify streams in the first day. So, and now Drake is tied for the most number one solo male artist hits. He's tied with the King of Pop, Michael Jackson.
Oh.
So, yeah, I don't agree with that. But it's fine.
It's fine.
And,
do we have any Taylor Swift this week?
Oh.
I'm going to go ahead and talk about, speaking of, like, artists and all that.
Yeah.
The day after Halloween on November 1st, actually. Does anybody know John Oates from Hall & Oates?
Yeah, Hall & Oates. Yeah.
I get to go see him in concert and... I got VIP tickets.
That's cool. Nice.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. Yeah. My dad just reminded me about it this morning, and I was like, oh, I forgot about that. And
yeah.
I've seen Hall & Oates in concert twice, like Daryl and John.
Yeah.
But I've never seen just John or just Daryl. Like, I've seen my mom and dad have, but I haven't.
Has he had like much of a solo career?
He's had a lot of a solo career. His solo career was before he started with Daryl.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. I just know Hall & Oates.
I don't know.
It's so cool. I'm excited.
So Taylor Swift?
Yeah. So Taylor Swift.
Well, yeah, speaking of that. Yeah, that's the next one. The Eras movie is now the most profitable concert movie ever, from what it sounds like, obviously.
I think we could have predicted that.
Yeah. I think anyone could have, because again, she's taking over the world. But I also saw a study that says people obsessed with celebrities.
Oh, you saw that too?
I didn't see that, no.
A new study shows that people who are obsessed with celebrities are reportedly less intelligent. This isn't a bash at Swifties. I just thought it was silly.
I actually know who's a Swifty who is going into law. So,
oh,
going into law. Oh, law.
Okay,
so, I heard law, and I was like, what?
Then she's the exception. No, I'm kidding. No hate. It's just I just thought it was silly, but yeah. I'm not going to talk about Taylor Swift anymore. I'm kind of tired of it. I'm kind of tired of talking about her. Anyways, so I just want to say some notable movies that are being released so far. Saw X, the 10th movie in the Saw franchise.
Why do they need so many?
Left the theater crying. It's terrifying.
I love Saw movies.
I'm all right.
I'm a big Saw fan.
I'm not going to go watch it, let's be honest.
Me and my dad are going to go see it at some point, I hope. But, if it does... What? I really like those movies. And then Martin Scorsese's newest film, Killers of the Flower Moon, which is 3.5 hours long.
Oh.
So if you want to spend a whole day at the theater, go see that. But yeah, so Killers of the Flower Moon is apparently really good. I mean, it's apparently
what's it
about? That's a great question. I don't necessarily... What just happened there? I apologize about that. I don't necessarily know. But
I don't know.
Because
I would look it up, but once again, my phone does not work in here.
Yeah.
In the 1920s, members of the Osage Native American tribe of Osage County, Oklahoma, are killed after oil is found on their land, and the FBI decides to investigate. So it's really
sounds sad.
Yeah, I've heard it's really like brutal and or like depressing, but also like really good, which is the best kind of movie in my opinion. It's like something that can be like terrible to watch, but also really good to watch. You know what I mean? Like you know, like Saw, for example, or
what about
like
Jaws,
Gladiator, or something.
What do you got against
like cheesy movies?
Oh, I like cheesy movies.
Yeah, cheesy movies are funny.
Yeah, like those.
Like
those are
scary
fun.
Movies, on the other hand, are terrifying.
What about cheesy scary movies?
Oh, cheesy scary movies are my favorite type of scary. Yeah. One of my favorite horror movies of all time is Sleepaway Camp, a 1981 or 1983. Slasher with like the weirdest things I've ever seen. Anyways, and then the final movie that I wanted to mention, Five Nights at Freddy's.
I'm so excited. I want to see it so bad, but I can't see it on opening day because my shows are this weekend.
It's on Peacock.
Fangirl or Lorelai comes out.
I want to see it. Dude, I only know a little bit about FNAF, but you know, I want to see it.
You know how long they've talked about this movie?
They've talked about it for so long.
They've talked about this for literally 10 years, and it's finally happening.
We're going to have a FNAF movie, and then the trailers come out this year. It's oh my gosh.
I thought I was getting baited again, to be honest. I thought that they were going to give me false hope, saying Matthew Lillard was going to be in it, and then they were just going to like halt it again. But no, it's actually coming out.
The trailers look pretty good, too.
Yeah, it's coming out this Friday. I'm really excited for it, as being a big Five Nights at Freddy's fan back in the day. Not so much on the recent games, but
no.
Yeah, so.
See, I would want to see it in theaters. I don't want to see it on my couch.
I mean, yeah, but I don't got time.
I have Peacock.
I have a controversial question. So,
oh, no.
No.
I know, it's okay. Don't worry. But would you guys rather see movies in theater at home?
When you said controversial, I was terrified for a second.
So,
I would say theater. I mean, it's more expensive, but it's so much better.
That's why you sneak snacks in.
I know, but the problem
everyone does it.
I
think the theater is more nostalgic. That's why I like it. But I know, like, during COVID and that stuff, I would watch it at home. And, like, this is nice. And then when we were able to go back to the theaters, it was like, I miss this.
Yeah. I know, but the only thing about theaters I don't like is you can't, like, lay down or you can't, like, try to
go to Avon. They have the recliners.
I know, but they don't recline big enough. They don't have big enough recliners for me. And
so you want to be in a bed while you're watching a movie?
I mean, I lay on my couch.
I feel like that would hurt, like, your neck.
No, not really.
No, not really if you lay on your side. Normally while you sleep, which I do.
Yeah, I watch movies in my room all the time, just on my bed.
Yeah, I watch...
Well, see, my bed like, is, like
I watch,
Fridays.
I watched, like, Wolf of Wall Street the other night.
Fridays, I watch movies on... I watch one or two movies per Friday, just because it's fun. And it's become sort of a thing. Like, every once in a while on a Friday, I'm like, I'm bored. Wait, I'm going to watch a movie.
What topic do we have next?
So, aliens are back, guys. Okay.
Aliens and Taylor Swift again. It's back, guys.
There was no need for that. But
it's back.
Ring Doorbell is offering $1 million for anyone who catches alien activity on their Ring Doorbell
camera.
Has
anyone found anything?
Not yet.
Ah.
But I do know that the Pentagon recently said that
They've released a bunch of things, and everyone's, like, so nonchalant about it.
Like, 300 UFO sightings in the past 30 years.
They keep coming out and saying that, and people are like, oh, whatever.
You guys, they're all trying to get us to believe in aliens, but I'm not, like, one to conspirize, but I'm thinking it's top secret, like, military projects that it could be. Like, I've heard stuff about a new sixth generation stealth fighter.
No, I just like the paranormal, and I wanna.
Yeah, that's fair. Honestly,
I wanna know if the aliens are real.
Yeah,
we're not alone.
I know it's not very paranormal. It's more like entities, I guess. I will not go in there. Right. Okay.
But anyways, famous producer Vince Gilligan has officially said that the Breaking Bad universe is over.
What?
For the foreseeable future. So they might do something. Or they might do something, but it's not likely, because he was like, I mean, we've we've done an overall 16 seasons of shows in a movie. We don't need more, is essentially what he said. So yeah, I mean, that's one of my favorite shows. That sucks, but also that makes
sense. I've
never
Breaking
seen it,
Bad
but I know a lot of people
Miles.
Like it.
I'm not Breaking Bad fanboy. I just like Breaking Bad.
Okay.
So do you guys remember that emergency alarm that went off on your phone?
Yes, because I was asleep. It was the day I was here.
You were asleep?
Because yeah. I felt... No, it was the day after I wasn't here because I missed the 411. No, I was sick on my couch trying to sleep.
That's right.
And I just heard it go off.
That's right. You missed the speed. Oh, wait, no. You were here for that. We just went without you because you were late.
What?
For the speed round when we had to go to that ambassador's thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I didn't go.
But it automatically...
No, you were here. We just started without you, and then you walked in, like, you walked past with your breakfast, like, in the middle of it, and we were just like, all right, we're just hustling. But it doesn't matter.
Every day I'm hustling.
What?
Never mind. Moving
I'll
on. We'll talk about it later.
But anyway, so that whole emergency system not only got a bunch of prisoners in trouble for having their phones, but it also got quite a few members of the Amish community shunned for life.
Oh no.
Yeah, that whole thing revealed hidden phones. So yeah, prisoners got in trouble, maybe some solitary or something. And then
40 days in the clink.
Yeah, I mean, they're already in the clink. The matter is how much more time they've gotten there. And then Amish are shunned for life. So
Amish paradise.
Oh, gotta love Weird Al.
Stop it.
But,
no.
Yeah, so that was so fun. Anyways, one of my favorite artists at
Ariana
the moment.
Grande?
Or of all time, yes, Ariana Grande.
K-Pay.
No, Ariana Grande. I'm an Arianator.
Oh my gosh, dude.
You were talking about that. Is that what the fans
yes,
are actually
that's
called?
That's actually what it's called. I didn't know that until the other week, and I thought that was so weird, but I
Arianator?
Just think it's so funny. Yeah.
It sounds like something Doofenshmirtz would say.
I mean, yeah, but...
The Arianator!
Okay. So...
That was one of my worst ones.
Yeah, so he's... So she has settled her divorce with husband Dalton Gomez by paying him over $1 million. So...
Oh!
She gets to be with SpongeBob, and he gets $1 million. I think that's a pretty fair trade. Yeah. So the dude she's with now was SpongeBob and SpongeBob the Musical.
Okay, I was
like,
really confused.
Like
the
version on Netflix.
That
yeah.
guy? Oh my gosh.
Where's? Oh, wrong one. My bad.
So, yeah. That's fun, I guess, but something that's not so fun. There's obviously been all this stuff with Israel and Palestine.
Yeah.
I just thought I should bring it up because it's really terrible what's going on out there. And this is a news show, after all. We can't just focus on, you know,
the bright, happy stuff.
Amish being shunned for emergency phones.
I mean, that's not good for them.
No, I mean, but you know what I mean. So, obviously, I know there's been a lot of light brought to the situation. But if there could be any more, but again, I've said this about a lot of stuff. Just support if you can, you know. I mean, there's a lot of fundraisers going on with all of that.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, that's all I'm going to say about it. I'm not going to delve into it.
Help people out.
But, yeah. So, that's it. Anyways, Spider-Man 2, the long-awaited PlayStation game was released a couple days ago.
They should release it on Xbox.
It's a Sony license, so they won't ever.
I won't play it then, because I have a Nintendo Switch.
Well, they won't release it there either.
If I can get it on my computer.
It's a PlayStation exclusive because Sony owns Spider-Man.
It's not on Steam.
Sony also owns PlayStation. So they're not going to release Spider-Man games ever to Xbox or PC or anything of the sorts. It just, yeah. So, but I've heard a lot of great things about it. I've heard it being called, you know, Game of the Year, all this other stuff. But then I've also heard it's got, like, a bland story, and they've just recopied, like, the same game is what I've
heard. I think I've seen clips of it on, like, YouTube shorts.
Yeah, and it doesn't look like it based on what I saw my brother play. Because I'm trying to 100% and get all the, like, PlayStation trophies for both of the Spider-Man games prior, before I play Spider-Man 2. And just because I forget what happens in those games. So, you know, it's more just
going to replay them.
Yeah. But get the platinum trophies on them, which is
kind of like what I did when Tears of the Kingdom came out.
Yeah, I've heard that main discussion for Game of the Year as well. It's like,
it's so good.
Spider-Man 2 versus Tears of the Kingdom versus Baldur's Gate 4 versus Starfall or Starfield.
That might be a one that's up there too.
But yeah, so that's fun. So
video games.
Again, something not so fun. Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith have reportedly apparently been separated for 7 years and just never came up publicly, never said anything, which begs the question, why did he slap Chris Rock if they've been separated? Well, like,
maybe they're mutual friends.
I mean, but he said, keep my wife's name out your mouth.
Keep
my mouth.
Yes, we know.
Yeah, we know what happened. We don't need to do that.
So,
bleep.
Still. Yeah, he said, keep my wife's name out your mouth, not keep her name out your mouth. So, I don't know. Maybe he's...
I don't know.
She said they're still figuring things out, so maybe...
Maybe he just didn't know.
Maybe he just didn't know that they were separated. She's been moved out for 7 years. He just had no idea. Maybe that's why they're separated. I don't know. But, yeah, I don't know. I thought it was weird. But
7 years.
But
it has not been that long since the slap.
No, that was, like, last year, that 2 years ago.
Yeah,
I remember when that was, because I follow a bunch of DJs on Instagram, and they all were making remixes of it.
Oh, because of course.
Yeah, like, they all had audio files of it, and, like, remixed it, and made it, like, had a beat drop after he said it. And some of them were awesome.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
It was fun, but it was also like, why?
What topic? Do we have a lighter topic?
Well, I wasn't done.
Oh, okay.
No, but yeah, so they're now they can actually like talk about it on social media, which is cool, I guess. You know, let the world, you know,
I feel like I wouldn't want to talk about it on social media.
Well, I mean, the only
celebrities.
The only talking that Will Smith has really done is he posted like him on like a boat saying notifications off, and then that was it. Like saying he's taking time for himself, which is cool. But then apparently also she thought that the slap was actually a skit.
What?
She didn't know it was real. She thought he was kidding. She was like, I mean, we've been separated. I didn't think he would actually take the measures to do that, but I guess he did. So, yeah, that's fun. So we're going to take a quick 1 minute break, and I've missed this so much. We're going to learn to not puff that stuff.
I think, yeah, we know that.
We'll be back in 1 second.
The IHSAA, in partnership with the state of Indiana, wants to clear the air regarding our state's vaping epidemic. Why do people vape?
I am a cloud maker.
I am a flavor chaser.
I am a buzz seeker.
What do they think they're vaping?
I like blueberry lemon haze.
Mmm, cucumber mint.
Wild watermelon for me.
But what are they really inhaling?
Wait, arsenic?
Formaldehyde?
Lead? Ugh.
Vaping is not harmless. It is highly addictive. It can cause irreversible damage to your kidneys and lungs. It can ruin your life. Visit the IHSAA website, don'tpuffthisstuff.com, to better understand what vaping is and what it can do to you.
And welcome back to the 411. I am here again with DJ Trey and Lorelei Smith.
Hello,
here
hello.
On Indy's Giant 90.9 WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis, your station for variety. So, I've missed that so much. I hope we know not to puff that stuff. And I just realized in that promo, it doesn't say don't puff that stuff. It says don't puff this stuff.
I didn't realize that.
I didn't realize that until just now.
All I can remember is arsenic, formaldehyde.
Lead?
Lead?
Don't do it.
Mm,
don't puff that stuff.
Cucumber mint. Sorry, that I... Obviously, it's something to not really take light of, but I like that promo a lot.
That's like the rubber room with rats and rats make me crazy meme. That's like that.
Do not vape. Don't puff that stuff.
Yes, don't puff that stuff, guys.
Yeah, please do not vape. It's really bad.
It's bad for your lungs.
You are in fact inhaling formaldehyde, arsenic, and lead.
Toxic metals
and lead. Anyways, so. You guys know Powerball?
Yes.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I know what it is, but...
Yeah, but, you know, obviously we can't participate in it as...
No.
We are minors. Yeah. But, the second largest Powerball win ever was just... Or just happened last week or a couple weeks ago.
They just keep getting higher and higher.
I mean, to be fair, that's mostly due to inflation, but also the second largest win ever in California, $1.7 billion.
I want to be that lucky person.
Which honestly probably equates to $1 billion. They probably took $700 million.
Yeah.
Tax reasons, but because you can't just, you know, give away $1.7 billion without paying any sort of taxes or anything like that. So, yeah, Powerball got up to $1.7 billion, and someone won it. So that's pretty cool. They're set for life.
I mean, if they don't spend it all.
That's your mom, your dad, your sister, and your brother's college tuition.
That's like 100 people's college tuition, at least.
That can be Lamborghini money, Ferrari money, any car money.
Yeah, I mean... If that's what I saw, someone with the best car I've ever seen. It was a purple body, and it had the biggest rims I've ever seen, and they were all gold. It was the great. It was the
golden purple car.
Yes, it was awesome.
All I can think of is like a Grimace car.
My dad said that's the most baller car I've ever seen in my entire life.
Baller. Shakala 28.
Okay.
Sorry. But yeah. So. That again, that's just a cool and interesting little thing I saw. I am tired. Anyways, so Bruce Willis sadly is not totally verbal right now because of his battle with dementia. His wife recently came out and said, it really sucks what's going on with him. Obviously dementia is a terrible thing for anyone to go through. But especially have your loved ones go through that, and you know, have it's sad to see, you know, Bruce Willis, a legendary action star, go through all that is really terrible. So
coming from someone who had a family member that had dementia, my great grandmother, who actually recently died, beginning of the year, she had dementia and passed with it. It was really rough.
Yeah.
Because with the history that she knew about the track and the Indianapolis 500, she could have been, like, legendary for some of this.
Yeah.
Like, not promoting any of the shows, but Landon's show, she would have been able, if we were to have, like, a history show for it, she would have been a great source.
Yeah.
But she unfortunately passed and doesn't remember any of that, like... The first time my grandpa went over and saw her when her dementia was super bad, she didn't even remember his name, and he just started crying.
Oh.
And I was there, and it was pretty hard to see. So
yeah,
coming from someone who's seen it, the real effects of it, just all I'm going to say is spend the time with your loved ones while you still can and while they still remember you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry for your loss, man. That's terrible. Anyways, for the worst transition ever, do you guys like boxing at all?
Your transitions today have been something else, okay?
What do you expect me to say, man?
Your transitions suck, dude.
It's
from somber stuff to influencer boxing. Like, I don't know, man.
Who is it now?
Jake Paul.
No, it's not Jake Paul.
Is it the Elon Musk thing?
No, it's Logan Paul.
Oh.
Logan Paul versus Dylan Danis and KSI versus Tommy Fury was just this past Saturday.
I don't watch celebrity boxing.
I do. But anyways.
But you call them celebrity? They're influencers.
Yeah, it's mostly influencer boxing. But Tommy Fury is like a ranked boxer. He's the brother Tyson Fury, who's one of the best fighters in the world. He's not as good as Tyson, but he's pretty good. So it was Logan Paul versus Dylan Danis and KSI versus Tommy Fury. Logan Paul versus Dylan Danis, that was the most useless fight I've ever seen in my entire life. I didn't watch all of it, but I saw clips of it. It was so, like, pointless to watch because there's been a whole lot of beef with them or in between them. Dylan Danis said some things about Logan Paul's fiance.
And, who's his fiance again?
Nina Agdal. She's a Danish model.
Yep. Not surprised.
So he said some things about his fiance. There's been a whole bunch of back and forth between them over the last, like, year. And then it finally came up October 14th. So this was last week.
Not that long ago.
Dang. This was last week. And Dylan Danis, through the entirety of 6 rounds, landed a total of 9 punches.
I'm okay.
That was insightful.
Yeah.
No, but I'm kidding. But
wow.
Through 6 rounds, only landed 9 punches in, I think they were 4-minute rounds. So out of 24 minutes, landed 9 punches and was just standing there with his arms up in the air just defending. The whole time. Like, and so obviously Logan Paul was going to win already. And then he tried to do an illegal takedown.
Can't do that.
Yeah.
Who did? Logan?
Oh, Dylan Danis did. Or he tried to do an illegal takedown at the end of the fight, which was like at the when it had just finished. So Logan's security team came onto the mat. He started throwing more punches. He started throwing more punches at the security team than he did at Logan Paul, and then he was disqualified. So
yeah.
Let's just say Logan ended up winning that one. He would have won anyway. And now he's trying to appeal it with the Professional Boxing Association, even though he would have lost anyways. If you look at the scorecard, you lost. And then you got disqualified. Like, just accept it, dude, at this point. So, and then KSI versus Tommy Fury was a split decision victory, for Tommy Fury, which actually was really close. I'm not going to lie. KSI low-key kind of got robbed there. I thought he fought really, really well, from what I saw, at least. But I will say he did not act too fondly about it after on the big, like, screens for entrances. He kicked that in a post-fight interview, which was a little immature. But other than that, I think he did submit an appeal for that, too, because, you know, so close that he feels he should. And I think what I heard was that he submitted an appeal, it was reviewed, and then he actually got a lower score from the appeal than he did in the original fight.
Yeah, he did.
But at least I think that's what happened. I'm pretty sure. But, yeah, so he ended up losing by split decision. That was a whole big thing. But between those two pairs, there was a lot of internet beef going on.
I just wish Logan Paul would learn that. I mean, not Logan, excuse me, Jake. No, which one is it?
Logan Paul's the one that just fought.
But I just wish that he would take the hint and learn that he's not liked in the boxing community, and he doesn't belong there. And I also think that he needs to know, like, the dude doesn't know when to stop.
Yeah.
Because I respect him for it.
He's making a splash in the WWE, though. I mean, yeah. He's good in combat sports. I think he would do better in an MMA sort of thing instead of just regular old boxing.
Mm-hmm.
Dylan Danis is like Conor McGregor's protege or whatever. And Conor McGregor was just like, oh, he never really landed a good hit on him, which, again, not true. But also, like, because you can't get a good hit in when you don't let down your guard. Like, that's not how that works.
That and your opponent's literally, like, super buff and super big.
Yeah. I mean,
dude has more muscle mass than he has actual, like, body fat percentage.
And kind of brain matter.
Yeah.
Too. Sorry, Logan.
Yeah.
I like Logan Paul.
But I don't like him. So keep bashing him.
But, so I think he would do better in, like, an MMA sort of setting instead of just regular boxing. I know he, like, fought Floyd Mayweather and that didn't, or for an exhibition.
What happened?
And that didn't really go very well.
Yeah.
It was closer than you would think. But again, Floyd Mayweather's, like, 50. So,
yeah. He's 50. Yeah. And he was still able to beat someone who was 30 something years old.
Logan?
I'm pretty sure, isn't he like 30, 20?
Logan's in his late 20s, I think.
So, like 25 to 30-ish?
Yeah, so.
Maybe early 30s?
Early
30s,
but.
No, it's like, he's late 20s, but
still.
27, 29?
Still, how do you get beat by Floyd Mayweather,
who's in his
50s?
To be fair, there was some clips. What? Yes, he is the greatest boxer of all time, Garrett.
Put Garrett on the mic.
Hold on. I don't know how to do that.
I do.
The mic.
Now joining us, Garrett Burkle from Studio B.
I'm pretty sure
I made him upset.
Garrett.
Garrett.
Get on the mic,
Garrett.
Get on the mic, Garrett.
Garrett, get on the mic.
He's getting there.
No, you got to turn on
it's
mic, too.
It's the other one.
It's the other one.
That one's broken.
Garrett, that one's broken.
It's the other
that
one.
That one. Yeah, there you go.
Are we good?
Yeah.
Oh, got me right on. Trey, what did you just say?
How did Jake Paul get, like, I'm
Logan Paul.
Logan Paul.
How did he get beat by Floyd Mayweather? Like, dude, you get beat by Floyd Mayweather and you get bashed by all the boxing community. Like,
Floyd Mayweather is the greatest
Logan.
Boxer probably of all time, if we're thinking about it. The opponents that he's beat are kind of second to none. The only two boxers I think you can argue that are on Mayweather's level are Muhammad Ali and Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Now this fight with him and Logan Paul was an expedition fight. I guarantee you Floyd didn't take it as a per usual fight with Logan. And the reason that Logan lost to him is quite simply because,
he's not really
a boxer. He lost to one of the GOATs.
He's an influencer.
Yeah, I agree with Miles. He's not really a boxer. He's an influencer.
He's an entertainer is what I would say.
Yeah.
He's done many things.
Nah, y'all got to start taking him seriously because, like, for real, Jake Paul has done enough to deserve the respect.
Not Jake Paul, Logan Paul.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
Jake Paul
deserves respect.
Logan Paul doesn't, in my opinion. That's just me. I think Jake Paul has done enough to warrant my respect. Now, I think if he went, I don't think KSI would last two rounds with him.
Yeah, KSI kind of sucks. Well, I mean, the cage thing from between him and Tommy Fury or whatever his name was.
That was close, honestly.
I know. That was, like, I saw some of those clips. It was so weird. Like, why were they in a cage, first of all? Garrett?
Why were who in a cage?
KSI and Tommy Fury.
No one was in a cage.
Maybe they was just fighting in a cage so they couldn't get out. I mean, I really don't know, Trey. I don't really watch that boxing scene like that. I'll watch Jake Paul when he fights. I'll try to find it online just because, I mean, I I really don't care about Logan or KSI. I think, again, I like watching Jake Paul fight. The other two, not big fans of.
Yeah, fair enough.
But, I mean, I still can't get over the comment of why Logan Paul lost to Floyd Mayweather. Again, Logan Paul, like you guys were pointing out, again, he started off as an influencer, went into this boxing career. Like, do you expect a guy that starts off as an influencer to beat multiple-time heavyweight champion Floyd Mayweather?
No, because he's not a boxer.
And it doesn't matter. I mean, even though Floyd was way out of his prime when he fought him,
he's still fundamentally a great boxer.
Exactly. He's still...
he's done it for longer.
Right. So,
anyways, yeah. We probably should move on from this. Thank you, Garrett Burkle, for featuring on the 411.
Sir.
I hope you have a great day, bud.
Anyway, bye, Garrett.
Bye, Gary.
Bye, Garrett. So Tony Stark and Black Widow are officially dead in the MCU universe. The timeline matched up on last week on Tuesday, October 17th.
2023
lined up with the timeline of Avengers Endgame. So, yeah, that sucks. But it's time to move on, man. Time to move on from them, which understandable. So, yeah.
I love you, 3000. That was the cutest. That was the cutest words ever said in that movie.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
I love that. Those words. I want to get that because I saw somebody make like a 3D mount of it. And put like a mock arc reactor on it.
Yeah, it was cute. That's what they did in the movie too. They had like proof Tony Stark has a heart or whatever, and then they like engraved it, I think, in the thing. But yeah, so I mean, it sucks, but it is what it is. I'm fine. No,
we gotta do a speed round of these next topics.
Well, we got 12 minutes, but you know. So Netflix is right now working on getting a license for a Grand Theft Auto game for its Netflix game service. So I don't know if that's going to...
What?
Okay. So I apologize for that. I don't know if it's going to be like one of those Netflix interactive games like what they've done with like Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Like where you just like click and like what's going to happen.
And like Bear Grylls. And
they did it with Carmen Sandiego as well.
If they make that...
And they just straight up like... reboot it, and they straight up just like made Minecraft Story Mode but in Netflix.
Yeah, I was like, I want to watch Minecraft Story Mode, and then it's
dude, I need to find a copy of that game.
I have the second season on my Switch. I watched the first season on Netflix.
I didn't even think about
if
that.
If they put GTA on
experience.
That Netflix experience or whatever, I'm just gonna lose it because $70 for the GTA 6, which came out today, I'm pretty sure. No, either it was today or yesterday. $70. That's
they
too much for a game.
They haven't even announced it.
No,
I've heard stuff that it. I've seen trailers. I've actually. Let me pull up my Steam on my phone.
No, but talking about Minecraft story mode. I still need the one with Dan TDM and LD Shadow Lady.
Oh, the DLC? That thing was so fun.
I watched it on YouTube.
But
those are some of my childhood Minecraft creators.
But yeah, so they're working on playing Netflix on there because people are getting tired waiting for GTA 6 because Rockstar hasn't officially even announced that it's happening. I mean, obviously, there's been game file leaks and trailers that have been made by by outside parties. But nothing officially made or announced by Rockstar Games. I hope they do it, though, because I want to play it so bad.
The new map looks really cool.
It's been too long. I need it. And sure, it's going to be like $150, but I'll pay that. I don't care. I want to play it. But yeah, so
you're
they're
losing
working.
Money. That's all I'm going to say is you're losing money if you pay that much for a game.
Oh, I know. I'm
like,
fully aware.
I bought GTA 5. Over Christmas, and that's the stupidest waste of $60 I have ever spent. Like,
GTA is like $40.
No, I bought the Criminal Enterprises DLC. We do not endorse being a criminal in any way. Being criminal is going to be enforced by law.
Unless it's in a video game, then it's fine. Anyways,
Garrett!
Garrett!
Garrett! But, It was a waste of $60. Like I bought $60 and then I bought $20 in game.
You bought $60?
No, I bought the everything for $60 and then I bought like a $20 cart shark card or whatever so I can get a house and a car. And everything my opinion, everything in that game, just you have to have played it for a long time, and I just don't have that patience to buy it.
Did you play the story mode?
No. I don't.
That's
like
what makes
story
the game
modes
good.
No, I don't
okay,
like
next,
the story.
Next thing.
Yeah.
Like, I bought the...
We don't have time.
Oh, my God.
We got plenty of time, but it's fine. So, Pepper X.
What?
Pepper X, guys. You don't know about this?
What?
No. You don't know about the greatly talked about Pepper X?
What's Pepper X?
It's now the world's hottest pepper. It took over the Carolina Reaper.
Oh, yeah, I did hear about that.
Yeah, it's... I think it was, like, synthetically made. I don't think it's, like, naturally grown. I think, like, a lab did some stuff with it.
I saw, it, like, a snippet of it on YouTube Shorts, and I go, I don't care. And
yeah. Fair enough. So it's 2.69 million Scoville units, which is, like, the level of heat in your food. An average jalapeno is about 5,000. So it's a bit hotter than
that. You
think
you'd die if you eat it?
Yes.
Maybe. Depending on if you have any serious heart conditions.
I have a terrible spice tolerance.
Or if you're pregnant. That probably wouldn't help either.
Unless you're really craving it during your pregnancy.
Pregnancy cravings. Pepper X. Just eat them out of the bag. I know that's what I would
do. If you use that for a pregnancy craving, I'm pretty sure you'd die and the baby inside of you would die.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Anyways, so yeah, I just thought that was
Pepper
cool.
X.
So, McDonald's, my former place of employment, will now give out a free medium fry with a minimum purchase of $1 every Friday for the rest of the year.
I'm going Fridays.
Yeah, yeah.
I love McDonald's fries.
But only if you sign up with the mobile app and use it as like a rewards type thing.
Let's go.
Otherwise, you can't get it.
No. Why do I want to have McDonald's app on my phone?
I have the McDonald's.
Yeah,
app
I have it just
well,
for
you
the
worked
reward
at McDonald's
points. I just
yeah,
have it for
rewards
the rewards.
Points are great. I just got a free medium fry the other day.
That
when
and I
ordered
got
food.
That and I get, I can get a 10-piece McNugget meal with my points and not even have to pay for it. Like yeah. I'd only have to pay for the fee for.
What do you get for it on
getting
your birthday?
It delivered.
I think you get like a dessert on your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Like ice cream.
Yeah. Ice cream. Yeah.
If it's working.
Okay, I've said this before, I will say it a million times. Our ice cream machine, when I worked there for about a year and a half, broke probably like 5 times at most.
So when it
if they say it's broken, it's most likely not, and they're just too lazy, and they should be fired.
Well, that's
in my opinion
their problem. We never did that.
Or they have it on, like, the cleaning maintenance thing where they can't...
Yeah, maintenance is different, though. That's just regular standard upkeep.
Yeah, but they could also say, hey, it's in maintenance mode. Come back in an hour or two, and ice cream will be
there. It takes a lot longer than that,
I think. I think that only gets done, like, once a month, I think. And it only lasts a couple hours. So
people are just going on the wrong days.
Yeah. Like, that's what it comes down to. You get ice cream on the wrong... Or you try to get ice cream on the wrong day.
I mean, I can see that because some people, like my grandma and I, when I was little, we used to... Because she used to live out by the McDonald's in Brownsburg, by, like, the Brownsburg schools. And so on our way to her house, she used to always stop and get me an ice cream sundae from McDonald's. Half the time we went, the ice cream machine wouldn't work, so I couldn't get my ice cream.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's just...
It also depends on the place.
Yeah, and plus there's a website now called McBroken.com where you can check the status of the ice cream machines in your area.
I want to look that up now.
I'm actually McBroken.com.
Yeah, it actually works really well. Every time I would remember that it exists, I would check, well, like, while I was at work, and, it would be very accurate. So, like, I checked it when it was down one time, and sure enough, it said it was down on the website.
So, when, like, when they go down, does someone put it in the computer? It's McBroken.
No,
It's broken.
Maybe it's, like, I don't know.
Or is it, like, connected to the ice cream system?
I don't know, man. I just know it works.
Ice cream mafia.
What's the logistics behind this?
I just know it works, and that's all that matters to me. And then our final headline of the day, I did not mean for this to be a downer. The world's oldest dog, Bobby, has died at the age of 31.
How many years? 7 plus times 31.
That should be about
81.
217 years old.
In dog years.
That's in human years. 31.
No, that's in dog years.
Oh, this is in dog years. Yeah.
Yeah.
31 in human years.
He lived for 217 human years.
Yeah, I don't know why I thought.
But
that dog would have been alive since World War II. Sorry.
Probably a lot longer than that.
217 dog years.
1806 in dog years. But yeah, so that's all the headlines we have for the day.
Today was a chaotic episode.
Just a little bit.
That would be me.
The game was.
Yeah, that was. I listened to that. That was interesting. I think I was sick.
Can we go?
Yeah, you were here. If you guys turn off his mic. If you guys have not.
If you haven't listened to game episode, the newest one, episode.
Yes, the Fever Dream episode.
I recommend you do.
Listen to it. Me and Trey are on as guests. I took Miles' place because he was not there, and I couldn't think straight to save my life.
But, so, anyways, I hope everyone has a great Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah, everyone have a great day.
Actually, because it's only 8:30.
It's going to be up to 70, I think, today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's going to be nice and warmer.
So it's going to be nice today.
Get outside, hopefully. I know I won't because I do show choir.
I won't be able
both
to.
Both of you
too,
are theater kids.
Because
so we don't
my
get
school's
sunlight.
Doing a production of Puffs.
So, yeah. Everyone.
It's Tech Week.
Have a fantastic week, and we'll be back to you next week with more news. Next up is Panama by Van Halen.
Yeah.
Ooh, yay.
Famously played in Family Guy. Which is the song I coincidentally learned it from. So,
but yeah, so
here's
this
Panama.
Was the 411 here at Indies Giant 90.9, your station for variety. Have a great day, everyone.
Bye.
This has been the 411. Now back to your regularly scheduled variety of music here on WBDG.